Village Round Lake Regular Board Meeting, February 16th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody.
That's nothing from Dan, is it?
Yeah, I'll set my phone down.
Thank you so much. I'd like to call to order the Village Round Lake Regular Meeting for February 16, 2016 at 7 o'clock. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trevon.
Present.
Thank you. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of February 1, 2016.
I move.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Foy. Is there any discussion, corrections, or?
No.
If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, is there any public comment this evening? Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's nice to see a full room. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.9, as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $481,346.58. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending February 7, 2016, in the amount of $124,618.79. 5.3, adopt a resolution to upgrade the village's GIS system with Baxter and Woodman Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $15,000 in the fiscal year 2016. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution amending the Village of Round Lake snow removal and ice control plan policy. Item 5.5, adopt an ordinance authorizing the police department to dispose of village-owned surplus property through public online auction. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution adopting the intergovernmental fee for service agreements between the Lake County Health Department and the Community Health Center Animal Care and Control Program. Item 5.7, adopt an ordinance amending the village code regarding hours of sale for liquor licenses. Item 5.8, accept the December Treasurer's Report as presented. And item 5.9, accept the January Treasurer's Report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Is there any comment? Not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Coyne.
Aye.
Now the best part of the evening. 6.1, 6.2, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, on behalf of the police department, I'd like to introduce our newest officer, Luke Zadanowski. Promises to make. While you're getting ready, I'd like to also introduce Luke's wife, Camilla. Luke has an associate's degree from McHenry County College of Social Science, a bachelor's degree in economics from NIU. He comes to us from McHenry County College Police Department, and we have a lot of faith that Luke is going to be an excellent officer. He's also here with his father, Walter. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. And he's not here at the desk.
I
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Illinois.
And the state of Illinois.
And all the ordinances of the village of Round Lake.
And all the ordinances of the village of Round Lake.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Remind everybody that early voting starts February 29th through March 12th, and it's going to be in the Annex Building. It'll be Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 2.
Saturday is 9 to 2?
Yes.
Very good. Down to item 14.1. I'm pleased to do this one. The appointment of Mr. Wade Frerichs as Director of Finance and Treasurer for the Village of Round Lake, which will take effect Friday, February 19th. That's this Friday. Do we need a roll call? Yeah, we need board approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by who? John? Trustee Newby?
Roll call for that.
Yeah. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Chiffon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. This is a wonderful succession. It's bittersweet. I would like to thank, well, not yet former, but soon to be former on that day, our current finance director, Mr. Shen Johnson. Jason, it's been a pleasure having you here. You certainly shed some light on us, the work that you've done with the comp plan, the work that you've done with the webpage. You've certainly been an asset to us, but I feel, and also introducing us to Wade, we have a lot to be thankful for. I told you I wasn't going to wish you good luck because you don't need it, but it's hard to say, not say good luck, but I'm still going to fight that because you do not need it. But I wish you well in your future endeavors. Thank you for your services here at the Village Round Lake. And I have nothing other than that.
And I'm good. I will keep my time to Mr. Newby.
Oh, please.
I just wanted to let everyone know that Arbor Day has been chosen for the festivities, and it will be April 30th, and the rest of the details will be forthcoming next meeting or so.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
And I yield my time to
Sergio? Please no. Please no.
Your name is Lamore. I gave to my nation that I've seen a little problem when I dropped my kid off on the afternoon. seen the police officers helping last week or so, and everything seemed very smoothly. There's been also a lot of, I guess, what is considered illegal off of kids and cars just surely won't obey inside the school parking. Maybe they would help me there only 15 minutes in the morning, then around 10 minutes, around 3:20.
The chief is working on it, covering those issues. After the first issue, we had ambulances trying to get down there because they were all crossed. So the chief is working hard and he's doing a great job at it. And if we need to, we can set up a meeting with the superintendent. I'm waiting for the chief to give me the go ahead and set it up. And but he's handling it and it's done much, much better since you've been on it.
One of the suggestions that I'm getting from officers is to close North Rose down and carry their school ingress and ingress. And not let anybody turn down there and make everybody go slide and drop your children off on slide.
What about the family that lives there?
Well, of course they would be able to go. We would just put in, we don't have the officers that feed in all the places everyone
wants
to be. And we're getting busier and busier, and we are doing the best we can. With the construction at the school right now, it really seriously requires a lot of patience on the community's part. And there is no remedy to this problem of the school putting somebody into the building. Part of drop-off money. There's no space.
I think it's a safety issue. That's a great idea.
Will we have the capacity to enforce that, however?
We would put the police car right around the road down.
Right.
Block them off.
It's one person.
We talked to Lake County to get a remote for the traffic signal. We're working with them. They're coming on. Look, helping us and looking at the problem. It's like a balloon. When you push it here, it just moves over here. There isn't any more space than that. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you push it, the problem exists. It just moves it. Mm-hmm. And we are working on it.
And then you got the next problem that was the heat bill school.
Yeah, they want us there.
Yeah.
And McGee, they want us there.
And Lawrence, they want us there.
And everybody wants to.
We're trying to feed everybody. And I think the officers really are doing an outstanding job. It's just every once in a while they can't be. We get 911 calls. And that's a
problem. In regards to the officers doing a fantastic job, since construction started, have we had any incidents?
We've had a couple of occasions where ambulances were slow. They got through, but they were a little slow.
No accidents?
No.
No vehicle, pedestrian, no students involved? You know, Chief mentioned just a moment ago, the thing that we cannot supply that is needed the most, and that's patience from the people driving down there. That's the one thing that is needed. They left 5 minutes earlier. They dropped their child off a block over. But nobody would have the patience for that. You can't teach that one, I guess. Chief, hats off to you. I know the effort, and I know how difficult this is because it's a thing that you just can't simply make the road wider, make it flow better. Don't have them stop, you know, all the things that mechanically can be done, you can't do it.
And the frightening thing is, they just put a position on the school that's making it a third bigger.
And where's the parking?
That means a lot more cars are going to be coming from the high school. We'll keep doing it. I promise we will keep trucking.
I mean, we know it was a problem. We just can't always take people's one of the police's present. They are electronic tools, very nicely, everything is fine. They're not there. No one has decided tickets on that area.
Oh, yes, we've been writing tickets, but not the $25. We've been writing $175.
People have other actions. I mean, you can go down Park to Sunset, you know, Woodland to Sunset.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it would solve a big problem. You know,
the reason that all of this exploded was one day the school told them no more coming into the parking lot. They blocked the parking lot. It's like you can't come in. The parents don't want to wait for their kids to walk a couple blocks. They want to get on the phone. We are going to do the best we can, I promise to do
well. I know you will, Chief. You already have been. Trustee Dooley?
Shane, I want to say thank you for all you've done to move Rumble forward. You've done a tremendous amount of work, and I'm going to say good luck to you and your family, and just say thank you. Thank you, Chief, for all you do, and we got big two, so,
Thank you. Any other comment? Any new business? If not, I get a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned at 7:16.